Can we call a portal into our immediate presence for use?
Yes.
How?
You start noticing the anomalies. When you notice the anomalies, then you notice something that's more brightly illuminated than something else. Then that then becomes your tell for you that there's something going on here. If that's numbers, if that's this or that, then we give a little exercise where you look at the wavy thing on the looky box. And then when you see that, that's a portal that you can walk through. Just walk through it. If you see the wavy in your room, walk through the wavy in the room and you'll be in another world.
Okay, and then ASA, Scott, can you just say, if so, what do we do to activate passages to and fro? It's kind of the same question.
That's the symbol. That's the trick of the symbols. Mm-hmm. That's why we say, just like your earlier caller from Rhode Island, Providence, we're sure, from Rhode Island, that you're in a situation where you shifted worlds and the paint you're trying to find is not in the world you're in now. How do you get back to the place where you found the paint, where it was available, which was in the same journey but a different world, and you call that place and they've never heard of it when you were in the other world and they said, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of stock, you ordered online. Well, then when you went to the other world, nobody'd ever heard of it ever. Well, that's why the symbols are necessary, regardless of what you call them, smell, paint, picture, shape, the Sanskrit, numbers, whatever you like, whatever your mind attaches to or you're drawn to. It can be the way your tea leaves are in your cup or the way your bark grows on your tree. It makes no difference. Then those anomalies then are what you use to gauge to get you back to that particular world where they had the paint available.
Okay.
If you're on a bench and you notice that the sidewalk is broken, that's your tell. That's the noticing of an anomaly. Well, then you go back there, walk there, and then you're in that different world there, so you can go back to that same store and you can get the address and order the paint right there.
Right, right.
And because that's the difference. That's the subtle difference between world slippage and world traveling.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible, because I, if I recall correctly, Sheila's the painter. Is it possible for her within her reality, if she wanted to create the first painting that never dries? The paint would be always wet.
Certainly. So certainly. You can do that with the right glaze now.
Mm-hmm. So it's never finished, so to speak. Dried.
Right.
Completed.
Correct. Set.
Gotcha.
But you have other listeners. You have other faithful listeners to your marvelous, as Bob said, your teeny weeny little show, your tiny little show that has a picture that has dried and it's set. And then they look at the picture, and then the picture changes itself around. Different symbols show up. Symbols move. The key that's up in the top left-hand corner moves down to the bottom. It's almost as though you turned the painting upside down, but the subject matter in the painting did not. So that's another example, and one that is set that still's moved around. Very cool.
Interesting. Okay.
We're making it out to be with all the symbols and all this has to be right, that has to be right. Like, are some of us doing it with maybe not even knowing it?
Absolutely. How did you get a red Porsche convertible?
Well, I don't have a red one. I have a blue one.
Well, what's wrong with the red
one? What do you mean?
That's the preference.
I don't really like red, but what do you mean? Okay.
That's the preference. It's preferring. It's the preference. Same way the tarot works. Red one, blue one. Which one is it? Well, it's blue. Okay. Well, that's how that is. Did you seek the tarot to figure that out? No, you just preferred. And the only difference is if the card said it was red, would it make it more red than blue? No. But you could have said if it validated it, okay, fine. But it's your preference.
That's why you're in this world and not another world, based on preference.
Correct. Good.
But, okay, so some of us, it's pretty
sometimes, depending on their rule system. See, Bob doesn't have any rules. He doesn't even know what rules are. And if they are, they don't apply to him. So, therefore, for him, it's just nonsensical. But for others who actually have the, if you have a lot of rules, then that's the gauge that you've got to overlay if those are offending you. But if you're going with them and everything's going good, honey, just have fun and go with what you're doing. But the question that comes is just the preferring of how you'd like it to be for you. And that's all it is. It's very great.
Okay, so it's cool to just keep running with it, and then I don't...
You go. That's right. That's right. And the funner it gets, the funner it gets, the funner it gets. And if there's ever that it's not so...
Go ahead.
And if there's a day where it's not so fun, don't do that. Do something else.
But it's just so interesting, because listening to these calls, like, for a while I was like, oh, symbols and this and that, and then it just dawned on me, like, I don't need any of that, and it's happening naturally.
It is naturally. It's been happening naturally, but now the human creators, because of this flow of power, you're starting to notice it. That's good. Good.
Is it even just futile to ask for ways to enhance it, or it'll just happen?
Just keep giving you it. Well, if you give attention to it, you may get some goosebumps. But if you're not offended by goosebumps, that's okay. It's your way of letting yourself know it's okay. It's your way of letting yourself know it's okay.
So Ion, since the panel, let me just say this. If the portals have opened on April 15th around then you don't have to worry about getting back anymore?
Well, yes, you still want to have, yes.
See, Pam, that's what I...
You don't have to worry, but if you've got to get back to the certain place to get a certain thing, then it becomes real convenient.
That they're
all a matter of convenience.
No, I mean, you told us over the past year, it's not going that's the problem. It's knowing
coming
how to get
back.
And that's what the symbols were for.
Right.
So, Pam,
if you need that, though, he answered,
right.
If you need the symbols to get back, if you know how to go in and out, regardless, you don't need anything.
If you know that the convenience... If you know the convenience store is open, all you got to do is remember how to get there. And it's always open, and you can get what you want. Good.
Yeah, Bob, you get that?
Yeah, so, you're saying that once you know how to do it, it's not a concern, but how does one know whether they know how to do it or not? That's the anxiety, so they might, shouldn't...
You'll know.
Well, then you might get slippies. But so Ion, he has emphasized that you need to go back. Are you diminishing that emphasis now since April 15th?
No, that was all predicated on if you need. If you're afraid of going because you are concerned that you can't get back, then don't go until you have the symbols all worked out. But if you're not, just as my Pammy said, if you're not, then it's just a matter of going with it.
So Edgar Allan Poe had some fears.
Yes, indeed. He couldn't work them out, so he dropped a meat sack in the ditch.
How does one know whether you're not afraid or not?
Well, fear is fear. How do you know that you have fear? How do you know you're afraid of something?
So it's a feeling.
You are. And if you are, how do you overcome that?
Yeah.
By facing it, giving it attention. Put the spotlight on it. And then all of a sudden... The magic trick's not so magic anymore, is it?
When you say putting attention on it, there's a 3-2-1 thing where you let source energy look after it. So how do you shift from giving attention and then not?
You got to notice it. You got to notice it.
That's
otherwise
it
won't.
Think it.
Give attention to it. Expose it. If it's a great big old sebaceous cyst, we say pop it.
Okay, I've had a couple of times experiences where I shifted. And while I was laying down, I guess relaxing. So what am I doing? Let me not assume. What am I doing?
Well, you're just tapping into the possibilities. So we could tell you, but we don't want to limit it to that.
Mm.
What does it feel like you're doing?
It feels like I'm shifting.
There you go. Then that's it. There you go. And it is that subtle. It is that subtle. And sometimes when you're relaxing and you feel that shift, and then sometimes you get up, it feels different, doesn't it?
Yes.
But not forever, just for a bit.
Right.
Well, that's exactly. See,
Now, if we'd have said that, then it could be, well, you said this, and you said, no, 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 we'll use your words, because that's the tale. That's the tale. Good.
I noticed some things are different, so I was like, okay, right, so I'm doing something.
Right.
I'm doing something.
Right.
Yeah.